Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Today we're going to be discussing the Phoenix Film Festival, the 2016 Phoenix Film Festival, which is coming up soon in April. It's going to be April 7th to the 14th in Scottsdale, which is just outside Phoenix, for those of you that don't know. And we're happy today because we're going to be talking with festival director Jason Carney. And again, if I pronounce any names wrong on air, I apologize. A lot of guests I've never met, so sometimes they have a different pronunciation to their name. And of course, we do our best here. The Phoenix Film Festival, interesting. Last year I was there visiting my cousin and I saw a sign for it and I thought, well, this is really cool. This is a 5 or 6 hour drive away and let's see what's going on in Phoenix. I put it in my memory bank for the following year and I ended up spending Thanksgiving with my family and met a family friend, and so Talking Pictures is not only going to bring you this episode today, but we're going to have a reporter there who's going to be checking out some films and networking, meeting some filmmakers, and our big hope is to find some filmmakers that are going to come on and talk about their films. So we're really happy about this because the majority of our festivals have been California festivals or filmmakers send us a screener for a California screening. And this way we get to cover another festival that's out of state. We're also going to be covering screeners from a festival in Tampa this week. So we get to be in multi-states, literally multi-coasts, and different parts of the country, and bring what's out there. And a lot of these things, as much as information is just coming at us a million miles an hour, a lot of these films, Newport Beach Film Festival, Dances with Films, Gasparilla in Tampa, a lot of festivals that I've covered, or that we've covered as a show, do go to Netflix, do go to VOD, or do have theatrical runs. Sure, it's New York and LA, so that makes that kind of tough for some of you, but a lot of these films do go on to hit public consumption. So that's really an exciting thing to see for film, that as much as these streaming things have gotten in the way of going to the movies, that independent filmmakers can still get their voices on the big screen. And that's just pure excitement for us. Everyone on this show is a filmmaker themselves, and we've been fortunate enough to have work show on the big screen. So nothing beats it. So we appreciate these film festivals that put filmmakers' work up there. And I'm just going to check something here about the Phoenix Film Festival and take a sip of my tea. So just give me one sec. And I know, like everyone says, there's nothing worse than dead air, but this is a coffee shop and we're always going to drink our tea and drink our water. And that's better than nothing. And that's being more real. We're here to just hang. So bear with me for a second here while I do this quick thing. But Phoenix, for those of you that have never been there or that are just outside Phoenix, this is definitely going to be worth going down to for a festival. have something else to do besides a Cardinals game or a Suns game, or I'm not going to talk bad about the D-backs because I love baseball, but I don't like the D-backs, but I like baseball. And so lots of, you know, there's some cool funky stuff to do down in Phoenix. And so here's a chance to get involved with the arts. There's going to be we'll let Jason get more into it, but there's a screenwriting competition. There's a silent auction. There's going to be a dance theater Saturday night. There's also going to be, you can help the Phoenix Film Foundation while you shop for your groceries. You can join Phoenix Real Friends. Like, of course, all this stuff will go into a little bit more with Jason. But while we're doing that, I'll tell you about the opening night film, and bear with me because reading synopsis are always hard while also talking on the air. The opening night film is called Morris from America. It's a crowd-pleasing coming-of-age with a unique spin. Morris from America centers on Morris Gentry in an incredible breakout performance, a 13-year-old who has just relocated with his single father to Heidelberg, Germany. Morris, who fancies himself the next notorious B.I.G., is a complete fish out of water, a budding hip-hop star in an EDM world. To complicate matters, he quickly falls hard for his cool, rebellious 15-year-old classmate, Katrin. Morris sets out against all odds to take the hip-hop world by storm and the girl of his dreams. Now, this is interesting. I have friends from Germany, and they tell me they can't understand a word of hip-hop because of how fast everyone's talking. So already this film has me hooked. And on this show, there's nothing that we have to say, so we're not saying we like a film. If we like a synopsis, it's we like it. So Morris from America has won 2 prizes at this year's Sundance Film Festival. The Waldo Salt Screening Writing Award, which that's huge because Waldo Salt wrote Midnight Cowboy. For you film history junkies, that's the 1969 Best Picture. I mean, that's humongous that it won the Waldo Salt Screenwriting Award, and a special jury award for the main star, Robinson, who has been receiving tremendous praise for his touching and nuanced performance in his first serious role. Poignant and funny in equal measure, Morris from America's delightfully original take on growing up, following your dreams, and finding your voice, which that's interesting because that never ends. For all of you those that are out there, you're going to be in your 30s trying to find your voice. Some are in your 40s, some are in your 50s. So enjoy the journey. Once again, the opening night film will be shown in conjunction with a premiere event, a full night of food and celebration. No opening night of a festival is complete without having a wonderfully tasteful stomach ache and some, I'm not going to endorse alcohol, but some good beer or wine. Then it's over to the theater for the opening night film. So actually the party will be before. I've noticed a lot of festivals have been doing that lately. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's to cut down on drunk driving. I don't know if it's to, I don't know what it is. This is probably the 4th festival I've noticed that with. It's $60. Please note, opening night is not included in single ticket, flex, festival, and VIP passes. And I just want to talk about this Waldo Salt Award for a second, because that is like, I'm not being dramatic here, but that's like winning a Leonardo da Vinci painting award. Waldo Salt, extremely controversial screenwriter, helped define American cinema for what it was in the late 60s and early 70s in what's known as our Renaissance. And so this film, wow, this is really, really awesome. So Phoenix, please get out there and check it out and see what's going on out there and enjoy some film. This is just a really cool thing. We have a number of competition features. No Greater Love. Wow, this is cool. I saw this film back in Newport Beach Film Festival last year from a director from Toronto. And it stars Colin Hanks. What a take on love. There's this, it's, I, this is not ruining it, but let's just say it's a great metaphorical take on what a black hole love can be. I really suggest No Greater Love, directed by Justin Roberts. And let me see if I can get you a date and screening time on that, because that one is really, oh, I'm sorry, I'm mixing up films. No Greater Love. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This explores a complex deployment through the eyes of an army chaplain. No Greater Love. I'm sorry. I saw this at the San Diego Film Festival. This is about a chaplain who helped his men deal with PTSD and fight their way through a hill in Afghanistan. I'm so sorry. I've seen No Greater Love, San Diego Film Festival. For those of you on in California, who were lucky enough to see that. It was a great film. Very, very tough. I want to let you know a warning. I'm not saying don't see the film, so don't say Talking Pictures told me not to watch it. What I'm letting you know is that if you are a veteran or a combat veteran or had someone over there, this is going to be a tough one to watch. But we need to get out and respect our veterans, and we need to not pretend this stuff doesn't go on, because it does. So No Greater Love, check it out. Looking through the festivals here, nothing else I've been fortunate enough to see on the festival circuit, but we have a nice international horror and science film festival features. We have some festivals features from people in Arizona. I'm assuming it's producers, directors, or writers. Also, let me go back here to the. Oh, there's going to be a silent auction. We all know what those are. One last thing here I want to tell you about before we wrap up the show here and this preview of the Phoenix Film Festival. And then, of course, we'll be back with some review of some films from our reporter, Terry, that we're sending out there. And we'll also hopefully be able to snag some interviews. I always say hopefully because we never expect, and but we will get something for you. The Scorpius Dance Theater welcomes for one night only an encore of the wildly popular show Catwalk. Staged on a runway, this original contemporary dance production fuses funky local fashion, sexy athleticism, and distinct choreography of Lisa Starry. The catwalk features all different choreographic works that are connected by video montages and fashion runway spoofs. Drawing from pop culture, Lisa is the star. She created this contemporary dance production based on the popularity of today's fashion scene and television reality shows. I like this, the spoof of a catwalk show. That sounds pretty cool. It'll hit the Phoenix Film Festival Party Pavilion, which I love because Phoenix is such a party place. Not saying that about the festival. I'm saying that as a person who's been to Phoenix. Saturday, April 9th, best part. Here's the best part. The show is free. I had a friend in life that said, you never pass up anything that's free. So, again, free show, Scorpius Dance Theater. Come out, enjoy it at the Party Pavilion Saturday night. Stay for some drinks and fun because the party goes till 1 a.m., which that's early for Phoenix. But, again, personal opinion, nothing that endorses the festival or speaks on behalf of the festival. And now I want to say thank you so much for this time to cover it. Thank you, Patrick, Jason. We appreciate you letting us have a reporter come out there, and we look forward to the next part of giving some coverage and follow-up. Aloha.